I've always known I was a writer. When I was a kid, I wrote on a paper plate, I want to be a writer when I grow up. And I gave this to my mother and she saved it. So I've always felt like I was a writer.
Writing is like somewhat of a painful, isolated thing that you do, and it's all this other, the glam stuff is not there.
If you want to do this, you just have to commit your mind to it and say, I'm going to do the work, I'm going to write scripts, I'm going to write every day, even if it's crappy.
You ask any experienced writer, they have a trunk full of scripts that nobody cares about.
I've been up all night. I have an assignment due today, and the thing is, I have nothing. I got writer's block. It's like empty up here. Nothing's happening. I feel like a cow that can't produce milk, like a dried up old heifer. Just keep pulling, and nothing happens.
One of the hardest things for me was showing people what I wrote. Because we like to think that our first draft is perfect, but it's not, and there's always a note.
It's not the easiest thing in the world to hear somebody tell you that those amazing words that you wrote need some tweaking, but they do.
I like to say writers, they don't accept notes right away. They have to set in for a day or two, and then you can accept the criticism. But the main thing is that you keep writing.
In any art form, I think, whether it's painting or music, there's a period of what you're doing, you're mimicking things. You're mimicking other things that are good, and you're twisting a little bit. And then you get to this point where you figure out what you are.
You can't just be a surface writer and just write what you've seen. Screw all that, throw it all out. Even though you read and you watch the things that you like, it has to come from inside out.
My first blog, and it's good. It's really, really good. I almost feel guilty, like I should tell people you wrote it.
No, no, oh my God, I had so much fun capturing your voice and expressing your style. Please go tell everybody that you wrote it. Go for it, just so long as you pay me.
I worked for a lot of guys, and I worked for a lot of male comedians. And what I realized I was really good at was writing these kind of women. So a lot of my own pieces have very strong women who are funny and work hard. And it took somebody else that finally told me, like, this is what you do well, so stop doing all this other.
Don't think in your head, well, I would say that, but it sounds stupid. Don't do that. That's what we're looking for, is original voices.
Kel, ever since I became a born-again virgin, my life completely sucks, and I'm horny all the time.
I can't help you with that last part.
God, what if it was the sex? What if it was all the sex I was having all the time? That was what made me a great writer, and now without it, I'm useless down there and on the page.
For women of color who are writers and they want to break into this business, I say, one, believe in yourself. Two, I say write, write, write until you can't write anymore.
Do it. Write a lot, read a lot. Let people read what you wrote.
It has to be a true love and passion. And you have to put in your 10,000 hours. You just have to, and that's a lot of bad scripts. And I promise you, every writer has them.
Have your samples ready, and because opportunity could happen at any moment.
Learn how to take feedback. It's hard, and you get injured, because we're artists and we take things personally. But learn how to take feedback and learn how to maneuver that, and without being offended, and use it to actually make your piece better.